Blog Talk Radio.
Another Friday night Grillin' Ideas radio show. We're glad you can join us again this evening, and we have a very interesting guest this evening on Grillin' Ideas. We haven't had a lot of guests lately. We've been doing a lot of food news, but this guy was one of our guests. Oh gosh, it's been quite a while back, and he was a hit, and we decided to have our guest on. And if everything's working all right, let me press this button and let's see if we can find our guest. Hey, is this Patrick?
Yeah, this is Patrick.
All right, Patrick Fetters. Patrick Fetters is a psychic medium, and I call him the psychic chef. First of all, Patrick, I have a question. You're a pretty big guy, right? Sure.
Yeah, I am.
Well, why are you a psychic medium? Wouldn't you be like a large or an extra large?
Yeah, should be. No.
Welcome to the show. And I guess before we get started, because we've already got callers, by the way, Patrick. People are calling in because tonight Patrick's going to be giving free psychic readings over the telephone through the radio. And before we get started, can you kind of just give everybody a rundown of how you found out you were a psychic and the story behind why I call you the psychic chef?
Sure. Well, so born with the ability. So I've been doing it for a very long time, about 30 years or so. You call me the psychic chef. I did work in kitchens. I was a chef at one point, and when I would be cooking, I would have spirits of customers, family members and such, their spirits come into the kitchen. So, you know, you gave me the nickname, the psychic chef. So that's why you go with that. So.
You were actually like, I know we talked about this on the last show, but you were actually like doing work in the kitchen, and then you had like spirits and dead people walking through the kitchen, disturbing your work.
knocking things over, freaking me out because I'm trying to get, a couple meals out. But it was quite an experience that you never forget. But I've been working as a psychic for quite some time now, and leaving the kitchen aspects and cooking and being a chef kind of a thing of the past.
Well, so you've actually been a professional psychic for as far as people coming to you and getting readings for. But how long have you been doing that?
About 30 years.
30 years, all right. And he's the real McCoy. I've had people ask me, is this guy for real? Well, he has a website, and you can check it out. I've got a link here on the show that you can click on. But he's been doing it for 30 years, and if you read some of the reviews that people have posted on his Facebook website, you can see that he is for real. He actually did a reading for me last time we were on. It kind of freaked me out. But and by the way, tonight John may or may not be joining us. I think he was afraid, Patrick, you were going to be on, that you were going to do another one of those freaky readings on him. But he may or may not be on the show. He had a party tonight, so he may be calling in a little bit later. But if people want to call in tonight, now normally what Patrick does, he asks for a photograph of the person that he's reading within 2 to 3 days of the reading, but it was too complicated to try to get people to set that all up.
Yeah.
So the normal way you do this is how, Patrick?
So any reading that's not in person or over like a video call, I require the photograph. And the photograph can't be older than 3 days. But just your date of birth without the year and your first name, and that's it. So that's how we're going to be doing it today.
Go ahead.
I was going to say the point of a photo is just to make the connection of energy, because of what I do is all energy based. So with the first name and the birth month and the birthday, that makes an energy connection as best as possible, and then we go from there. And I'd like to try to keep it to one question per caller, or depending on how many callers we have lined up, because we could be here for a whole hour talking to one person, and that just can make it complicated for everybody else.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is actually one person who was holding just dropped off, but we do have one caller, and I will ask you this question. If this person wanted to text you a selfie immediately before we do the reading right now, and could they text it to the number that you called in on, would that help you?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, I'll leave that up to the caller, and if you don't mind me giving your phone number over the air here, I'll just tell them if they want to do a selfie real quick before you start the reading, we can do it that way too. If not, you can just ask them questions and do your thing. I'm gonna let you do your thing. If you want to call in, those that are listening, don't be chicken. You can call in at 714-242-5272 if you want to get a free reading, because normally you charge, what, like $35 for 15 minutes? Is that what it is?
Yeah, $35 for 15. And I've just started doing 15-minute, 30-minute readings. I have found in my experience that an hour for anything having to do with trying to make a connection with somebody that has passed is going to be where you want to be. 30 minutes, 45 minutes, you really don't get too much info that just flows in as much as you know, you would get in an hour. And I am actually running a special today just for your show. It's 35% off 60-minute reading with the code name Bacon.
What was the code name again?
Bacon.
Oh, Bacon. I lost you for a second. I should know that. Yes, Bacon. If the code name is Bacon, you get a discount. All right, what we're going to do is I'm going to try this first caller. While you guys are listening, if you'd like to get a free reading over the internet here, the number is 714-242-5272. And let's go ahead and try the first one. You can go 10 or 15 minutes with each, and then, you know, we'll just cut it off based on how much time we have here. I'll let you just do your thing, Patrick. Okay. All right, here we go. The first caller is area code 419. So I'm checking in here real quick, and here we go. Good evening. Welcome to the Green Ideas Radio Show. Who's calling?
Nathan.
Nathan. How are you, Nathan? You there, Nathan?
Nathan Riley? Yeah, I'm here.
All right, so Nathan, are you ready to be read by a psychic medium?
Yeah, sure, why not?
All right,
I'd be interested.
All right, well, would you object to sending your photograph, a selfie, to him before we do the reading?
No, actually, I was listening to that part, and I already sent it to his Facebook.
Yeah, I got it.
Oh, good. You got it? All right. So, Patrick, I'm going to shut up. I'm going to let you do your thing.
Okay. All right, Nathan, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. All right. So, I got your photo here. Is there anything in particular that you'd like to know about, or you just want to
Yeah. I've been in a bit of a custody battle, and I've had some things come up that are seeming to change my outlook on it, and I was wondering if you could give me any feedback on that, how maybe court will play out.
Yeah, so and your photo is recent, like probably a couple minutes ago?
Just a couple minutes ago.
All right, so what I see, the first thing is that there's you have two spirits that kind of follow you around. So one is a one's a female, the other one is a male, but the male kind of appears as a younger son-like. But so when spirits come in, they come in at their happiest. So this could be a grandfather or a great-grandfather. He shows up as a boy. And making that connection with having any custody battle.
I live right next to a cemetery where three of my family members are buried.
No.
Not that.
That's an epic man.
One of them is my grandfather.
Okay. Do you know if he had a pretty decent childhood?
My grandfather? I don't know a lot about his childhood. I just know that he served in the Korean War, and he was a Marine, and he was a really strict guy to grow up with. And
So I'm just
born children.
Why he would show up as a young child? But that's probably because of the custody issue. So
possibly.
what I would say, and the custody battle is not going to be finished anytime soon. Probably in the next, because what I actually see happening is you won't find out anything for the rest of this year. It'll be continued, even if somebody's telling you it'll be done. And hold on, so grandfather, give me 1 second. Sorry. All right. So custody wise, you're probably looking at another 6-8 months to actually get any real decent work done. I mean, you're doing everything right that you're supposed to be doing. You're doing everything everything that you know that is stupid, you stop doing. Does that make sense? Okay.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're on the right track there.
I got 10 years sober now, so yeah. You hit that one.
So I mean, so I don't see anything happening before 8 months. I know that's a long time, and you've been doing this. You've been battling this for a while.
Time flies when you're busy.
Yeah. I don't want to get into too much detail with your personal life that I can see right the second just from the photo, but your grandfather being there as a child or as a younger, he's not like a teenager. He's 12, 13, 14 years old. That tells me a lot having to do with basically. So it shows that your kids are going to be okay. You will have more control in that situation, much more than you have now. And he's basically watching out for you. But see, I don't know who the female is. She shows up, short hair, curly, probably maybe 5 foot, maybe 5'2". Can't really tell because
my Aunt Nancy.
I'm sorry, who?
That would be my Aunt Nancy.
Okay.
She was my rock when I was a teenager, going through all that typical teenage angst. She was what held me together.
Okay.
And well,
she's still trying to. So she's still trying to. I mean, there's a reason that these two spirits come in instead of anybody else. I mean, if you live near a graveyard or a cemetery that you have a whole bunch of family members, I mean, that's one thing. But in my experience, spirits don't always typically stay, in a cemetery. They move.
Right. I've seen spirits in the past. Caught glimpses in my own home, and so I know that to be true. I'm walking to different places and sometimes catch a glimpse, but
yeah,
I don't ever get anything from it like that.
There's a lot having to do with your grandfather coming in and then your aunt, and it all basically. I mean, your aunt's basically saying, "Stay on the track that you're going." Even though there's some crazy stuff that's coming up, if it already hasn't happened, but it's coming up in probably the next couple of weeks. There's going to be somebody from your past relationship. She's going to come back and she's going to be like, "Hey, let's go back out," and it's going to throw you for a loop. And it's not anybody that you have children with, though, and it's gonna kind of just she's not even in in Ohio. But she's going to come back. I would kind of say be very weary of that, just because she's looking for something that you don't want to offer. Whether if that's money or, you know, a job or something. I can't really figure that out. But your aunt's really kind of pushing you away from this person. Grandfather is more about your children. And, like, basically keeping them close to you. As for some of your family, I mean, your mother, your mom was having health issues?
Yes, actually, she was just in the hospital today for a CAT scan. And
so those are going to be, yeah, those are going to be okay. Those are going to fix themselves here. Was there something that just happened? Actually, maybe it's more like. You say that you sometimes see spirits. So, is there one particular thing that always shows up? I'm getting it as like a bouquet of flowers, just like out of the blue that show up at your house. Or
flowers, but there's always this one white bird. It flew into my mother's house one time and stayed for 2 weeks, and then just flew out the door one day.
Okay.
And
not
shortly after my aunt had passed away.
Yeah, and that's your aunt. So basically, I would. Birds and flowers is what I see. So that's why I asked about the flowers. So even, you know, we're headed here to wintertime, you might still see or hear flowers or song, or not flowers, I'm sorry, bird. A song might come on the radio and it's got a theme of a bird. That's your aunt trying to pop her head in, and just, you know, trying to say that you're headed in the right direction. I get the feeling from your grandfather, though, that if you're having any nightmares or night terrors, that's kind of telling you to change up what you're doing, just because there might be something that you're kind of on the fence about. You don't know, if I go this way, this will happen. If I go that way, I'm just going to backtrack. And if you're having any night terrors like that, that's him trying to push you towards coming back. He's saying that going forward always isn't a good thing, and going backwards and rethinking things is going to be more beneficial to you in the long run.
Okay.
So, yep. So hopefully that helps.
Yeah.
I've never actually
caught glimpses of my aunt or my grandfather, but I had a heart attack back when I was 27, and my grandfather appeared to me while I was deceased or unconscious, whatever. And he told me to go home. There wasn't any room for me. That's what he said. And the next thing I know, I woke up. My little brother was carrying me in the house, and they called 911.
See, and that's him saying go back, because he's saying don't go forward. So he's very much like a person saying, you know, stop what you're doing. You're being an idiot. You got to go back this way. You know, if you think about it.
Well, I was being an idiot that day.
what you're doing today is totally different than what you were doing 2 months ago. You know, if that makes any sense. So that's kind of what you seeing your grandfather and he's telling you to go home, it's all about going backwards. But that doesn't mean anything about the custody. So
right.
Custody-wise, just keep going the way keep doing what you're doing. You're fine there. Your Aunt Nancy, she's kind of just sticking around, pointing you in the right direction. Your grandfather's just saying, okay, well, I'm going to stop you when you're doing something that's really going to screw up and
right.
isn't gonna benefit you
in any way,
in a good way for the future. Yeah. So and that stuff comes through with your photo. So, if you have any other questions, you know how to get a hold of me.
Yeah.
All right, well, Nathan, thank you for calling. And remember, Nathan, if you want to get a bigger reading, you can contact Patrick and use the code word BACON and get a discount.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's easy to remember. Everybody loves bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right,
I'll definitely be getting in touch with him. I want to get a little more insight on this couple of things. And
all right,
no
cool.
Problem.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you calling. All right.
Yeah.
Take care, Nathan. All right. If you want to call in, the number is 714-242-5272. This is a unique situation to have Patrick here to give psychic readings. And Patrick, when you were talking about birds, I do have a question. For
yep.
some reason, maybe it's just stupid birds, but for the last, I would say the last 3 weeks, I constantly, and I'm talking 4 to 6 times a day, have birds flying into the windows in my house. Now, is that because it's the time of year and has to do with reflections on the windows, or are the birds trying to tell me something?
Birds are typically always going to be female, spirit-wise. It can really be, the reflection, and it could be that time of the year. It's when birds like come into the home that are more spirit wise, in my experiences.
Well, they're trying to come in the house, but they keep ramming into the windows.
Yeah. Well, so that can mean it's a spirit trying to get in, but then. To me, that's, typically a bird will find its way in if it is a spirit. If it's trying to get in, it's trying to tell you something, show you something, it'll find its way in.
You were talking birds to Nathan. I'm thinking, I've had this experience with birds the last 3 or 4 weeks, and they've just constantly been. They've been like knocking themselves silly into the windows. A lot of them have died too, and I'm like, the poor guys. Is it a bunch of stupid birds, or is there a bigger meaning to that?
There's probably a bigger meaning to it, but especially if it's a bird that's not like native to your home area, then it's really, to me, that's a spirit. It would be a female spirit in like 98% of cases, which is kind of funny to him that it's his aunt.
No, it's gotten to where it's almost like
for
a
birds.
Do what?
All these birds running into your window. You're probably having to clean up everything. Stop washing the windows. That's what you got to do.
Well, no, you would actually think that because my windows are dirty, they could see it. But literally, it's all over. It happens 3 or 4 times a day, and it's almost gotten to be routine. I hear a thud, and I think, well, there's another stupid bird. And it's been going on for, like, weeks. So I've got a bunch of female spirits that are trying to get in the door, into the windows, but they keep knocking themselves out.
Yeah.
All right. enough of the bird brain stuff. I'll move on to our next caller. All right, we have another caller, and let me press the button here. Hold one second. Welcome to the Great Ideas Radio Show. This is area code 408 calling. Who's calling?
Bill Horn.
Bill Horn. Oh, Bill. This one I got it. This is one I got to hear. Bill, how are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are you? I'm here in California. We're fine. We're listening to your show.
I've got to hear this. Now, Patrick, I don't know if you know Bill Horn. Have you seen Bill on my page before?
I think I saw him recently, but I haven't really seen him too often.
All right, so Bill, would you like a free reading from Patrick, a psychic medium?
Yes, I would.
All right,
okay,
so
Bill.
Patrick, do you do your thing? You don't need a photograph, I don't think, of Bill, because Bill's all over Facebook anyway.
Oh, that's okay.
Hey, be nice.
I just need the date your month and your date of birth, not the year.
October 13th, 1947.
Okay.
Yes, I'm an old fart.
Hello.
That's okay. October 14th. And do you have any particular questions?
Well, I turned 71 years old this year, and I'd kind of like to know what I have in front of me, as in life.
Okay, that's fine. So, I don't know if this really makes sense. So, I see two, kind of big purchases coming in. Just trying to figure this out. I don't know if there's a new love interest or if it's I see a female coming back into your life. I don't know if it's a love interest because obviously I don't know anything about you.
I've been married for almost 51 years to the same woman.
Oh. Okay.
So, Bill, I hope your wife's not listening right now. There's a lover that's coming into your life.
I can't say that she's listening, but yes, she's sort of listening. And for her hearing a lover has come in my life, she'd want to say which one. I mean, as in which life.
This could be a child. It could be somebody that you lost touch with. They're going to be coming back into the picture. It doesn't mean that you're going to fall deeply in love with them now and run off. I'm not saying that. But it's somebody that you once had a decent bond with that kind of just stopped talking to you.
So that would be hard to we got married right in college, and the woman that I would have been kind of bound with was her best friend.
Okay.
And her dad's a cop.
Okay. But have you lost touch with have you or your wife lost touch with this best friend?
Yes, for the past probably 20 years.
Okay. So I get the feeling that there might have even been some health issues that are going on with this person now that's kind of like bringing her back into like wanting to talk to you guys. So, I mean, if for some reason out of the blue she contacts you, and if she has, you know, sadly cancer or a chronic illness that's potentially can end life, you know.
On her part or my part?
No, on her part. You're
oh, okay.
I don't see you having any negative, nothing new health wise. I don't see happening to you in the near future. And typically when I say future to people, I don't put anything out more than 2 years. Now, if we were talking about a new job or a quick retirement or winning the lottery or something like that, I don't typically say anything like that more than a year. So health.
Well, you know, I can't win the lottery.
Yeah, well, nobody can.
Well, the reason why I can't win the lottery, I was in the hospital for 61 days, and half of my bill is still owed, and they said, well, when you win the lottery, we'll take it then.
Of course.
Well, probably tell the truth.
I don't see, you know, 61 days is a long time, but that health issue that you had, I don't see it. Like I don't see you having any new cancers or any new heart attacks or anything like that.
Well, that's good to hear.
Yeah, if anything's going to happen to you health wise, it's going to be because you already have a chronic problem, and you know you might miss a few pills here and there, or something like that. And as for finances, you're still working, correct?
Well, yeah, I use the term for life one day at a time. And
yeah.
I, that's how I take it.
Okay.
And, you know, there's a reason why I do that. It's because, you know, one, I was in a coma for 45 days. And I woke up from it, surprised the heck out of everyone around me.
Yeah.
So I do take one day at a time.
And your outlook on life is fantastic for that, too. I mean, you know, anybody can get hit by a bus. And if you plan out too far ahead, for the most part, in my experiences, you know, those plans never work out. Boy, with you, I mean, I see a lot of changes that you've made recently. So, I mean, you've cut down some stress. You've been trying to fix things that you may not have had problems, but have actually worked themselves out. More recently. Does that make sense?
But, you know,
I don't want to tell everybody any of your news from what I've seen, but there have been things that have recently happened that are kind of just out of the blue that you've made major changes in.
Well, my son is getting divorced. It'll be final in January.
Yeah.
Would that be part of it?
Yeah, it could be. Have you been helping him with it or helping him deal with, you know?
He lives with us.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, that's helping him. Well, that's good. I don't see him leaving anytime soon. your son, I mean, does he really blame himself for a lot of the issue? I see, like, this huge conflict with him.
Well, you know, what our conflict is that, you know, he was our first son born. And the conflict is that he at times takes offense to how he was raised.
Okay. Well, there's, I mean, he has to stop dwelling in the past. I mean, the way you live your life, you're looking into the future. And you're positive thinking forward, and he's thinking of, well, this is how I grew up, and maybe things were harder for me, maybe things came easier for his fellow siblings. So it just needs to get over that, and there's nothing you can do that's going to better the situation. It's reliant on him.
Well, even I realize that because, you know, I have never gone through divorce. You know, my wife and I have had a rather stable marriage for the past 50 years.
Yeah.
And it's hard for me to relate to that.
Okay. I completely understand that.
Okay. But anyway, it was wonderful talking. It's been good talking to you. And, there's other people I'm sure that want to talk that are probably going through the same thing that I'm going through. If there's something that I'm going through, that probably should sit down and talk about it.
Sure.
Hey, Bill. Just remember, Bill. If you want to get a more in-depth reading from Patrick, all you got to do is contact him on his website and use the code BACON to get a discount.
Bacon. Wait a minute, I'm going to have bacon for dinner. Well, I thank you very much. It was wonderful talking with you.
You're very welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye. All right, so I got a question, Patrick. I mean, it's always intrigued me. I'm a big believer in what you do. I know there's a lot of people out there who are skeptics, but I've been to mediums before. And so my question has always been, is something like whispering in your ear, or do you just see visions in front of you when you talk to people? How do you come up with these? Is it a feeling? How do you come up with all these things?
So, that's a good question, because I get it. I get asked that question all the time. So, as I'm sitting here, I have a little piece of paper and I kind of just scribble what I see. So when it's in person or over like a video, I can literally see that spirit as best as I can with that person. So like with Nathan, I saw this short lady with curly hair, and that ends up being his aunt. With Bill, I see this far off person, and it's funny that it was a friend of the wife, because she was going in kind of like a zigzag motion, which always kind of tells me it's somebody that's more related to who he's with. So like I'm seeing zigzag, so I'm drawing this zigzag on my piece of paper, and that it's just the experience of doing it for so long and trying to put it all together. And a lot of the times, some of the stuff I see has absolutely nothing to do with the person I'm reading right that second. And sometimes we have that issue with phone calls, because if you have, a simple phone call, there's connections with 1,000 other phone calls. So when I'm just talking to somebody over the phone, it's really that photo kind of pulls me towards them more than somebody else that's having a crisis in their life, and I'm picking up on their energy because of all the phone lines and cell towers and however that works. So it really does come down to kind of just my experience and what I've learned over the 30 years of doing this, and just kind of just jotting it all down and scribbling and drawing pictures and stuff like that. In no way am I an artist, but having to figure it all out, if I didn't write it down, I'd be completely off.
So it's more basic. It's basically symbols that over the years you've picked up on. And like, for example, now I've been to a tarot card reader, and of course they do it with cards in front of them. You're actually speaking to people, I guess, on the other side, dead people, whatever you want to call it. So you're actually, your readings are based on more spirit driven, right?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say a good 85% is a spirit of some sort telling me what is going to happen to this person in the near future. In spirits, I trust them to a certain point. And that's why I tell people, if you want to know something that's going to happen in the next 5 years, I'm not really the one to kind of ask. If you want to know something like, oh, I lost my wallet, where is it? Call me up. I can tell you exactly where it is. And I've had people locally that come to me for a reading. We have a fantastic reading. And then a couple weeks go by and, hey, I lost my purse. Where's my purse? Can you help me find it? Or I lost this ring. Can you help me find it? And she calls me, tell you exactly where it is. And I think that's even one of my comments on my Facebook page is that, he helped me find this missing object. And, it was a lifesaver in the long run. And so things like that, that's like a matter of reading, so it's quick. So it's not like I'm having to go into full detail. But it's the spirit that's telling me where it is. If it's in a car, I've seen the backseat of a car and seen, the fuzzy floor mats, or I'm seeing, water, or it's flowing water. I recently had a missing person that we actually reached out to the family because we knew exactly where our body was. And, the police got involved, and we ended up finding her, but sadly she had passed. But, it's kind of weird how it happens, because if it's somebody in person, if I go up and touch somebody, shake their hand, a lot of the time I can do a quick reading and I can see, things that may be troubling them or if there's a spirit that's following them. And if they seem like they're not going to sound crazy, chances are I'll tell them. But otherwise, I try to keep my mouth shut. I've learned over the years not to meddle too much.
I mean, that was going to be my next question. So it happens to you all the time. In other words, you're around people. You can be on and you actually will see things. But, of course, you don't say anything. But this is happening to you constantly?
All the time, kind of like there are times that I can kind of turn it off, but then there's those times that it just keeps coming back and showing up. And for the most part, if there's a spirit that will not leave me alone, there's a reason for it. So then I just have to make the connection with who that spirit belongs to.
Interesting.
But at the same time, I don't want to pry into people's lives, and it's not. Some people are like, well, you take advantage, or people are in a, if they're in a bad way or they're sad or somebody just died and they're going through their emotions, you're taking advantage of them. I do charge for the service, but my time is valuable just like anybody else's time. And I try to force that more than, this is going to cost you, but in all reality, I make a living doing this, just like anybody else. But if I had a reading that nothing came through, I don't charge for that. I just try to have them reschedule at a later date, and we continue there.
I was going to ask you that question. So have you ever had anybody come to you, sit down, and they want a reading, and like nobody comes to visit?
There has been a couple. I would probably say maybe 25 in my entire 30 years of doing it. I've been doing it for so long. Spirits are drawn to me wherever I go, and it's funny because even my fiance, who's not a medium, not a psychic, she's like, I've met you, and I've been seeing things, and I've been hearing things, and I've, you know, in the corner of my eye, there's a shadow person running around. And it all started happening more when we got in a relationship. So that's I always make that joke. I'm like, you know, you're just getting all the extras that I'm not trying to deal with.
I bet you're a lot of fun in the bedroom because you've got an audience. What's going on? If you would like to call in and have a free reading, because we're going to be doing this just for another 15, 20 minutes, but the number is 714-242-5272. You can call in and you can speak to Patrick and get a read. We had a couple call in. I don't know if they chickened out and they hung up, but if you'd like to call in and talk to and get a free reading, and then also if you are afraid to call in on the radio and you would like to contact Patrick, you can via his website, it's actually a Facebook page I put here on the show, and you can contact him that way. And don't forget to mention Bacon because you can get a discount. But I find it very interesting. Now, I did read. Are you actually going to start doing your own podcast for psychic readings and things such as that?
I think we've even had this conversation in the past.
Yep.
So, I mean, I've been on your show a total of 3 times. Once for just one segment, and then I had a whole hour with you, and then another, and then of course today. So, I would like to do a podcast and have people call in, just because I want to be able to offer as much help as I can to people, and not charge for it. But there's a lot of energy that goes into it. So, you know, doing a couple readings a day here and there, or doing 10 readings a day, that really drains me. So, like, if I do a meeting in person or a group reading, I don't drive. My fiance will drive me because I can't. I'm literally, when I'm done, I'm so drained. I can't do the drive home. So I'm trying to figure out ways of doing it, either Facebook Live or YouTube. I'm looking into maybe doing a whole hour where people will comment or, you know, post their names and saying, hey, can I have a reading? And I've done those in the past. I kind of took a year off of doing them just because, you know, if I'm there for an hour doing it, a lot of the time I get 5,000, 6,000 people, but it's all after the reading's done. So I don't feel like I'm really being as beneficial as I can. As if somebody was to call in, I can have that 5-10 minute conversation with them. That's a little bit easier. And I think it's more beneficial to everybody in the long run.
Well, let me ask this question. Have you sat down with some people and you have a whole ton show up? Which is the opposite question. I mean, you've had some that be so many in the room that you can't keep up with all of them trying to tell you something?
Yeah, that happens as often as you would think, but it does happen. And there's sometimes that I'm meeting with somebody and there's an evil presence, not like a demon or anything like that, but just a spirit that's like a associated with the land or the house that we're in, and I'd have them screaming in the background to the point that I can't concentrate enough to actually help them with whatever situation they're dealing with. And like before, the three or four spirits that show up during that meeting. As Mahinda just said, sometimes that's when she helps me, because if there's a huge group reading, she's there with me, and she kind of like guides me to, because she knows my scribbles, so she kind of sees me focusing on one spirit when she knows I should be focusing on two others that are in the same room. You know, it's a learning curve for some, but I think that's kind of gotten it to a point that instead of dealing with 12 different spirits, I can really focus on two. And sometimes spirits come in and it's just like you see what they would look like, but not their face or not a certain hair color, or you get a letter in their name. But if it's a big capital letter, that tells me it's a first or last name. And it's the beginning. It's not a name. It's not a letter in their name. So if it's a big A, it's for like Albert or Abby or something like that. It's, you know, if it's a lowercase letter that like shoots out there, then that tells me it's just a letter in their name and not to really focus on that as much. But I'm going to write it down. If somebody says, "Oh, that's
well, if I happen to pass away before you do, and you're reading somebody, and I come through with a big A, it probably stands for asshole." But anybody wants to call in, I'm gonna let this go for about another 10 minutes. The number is 714-242-5272. If you'd like to have a free reading online, we had a couple that came on, but I think people. They get a little nervous because you do get into some personal items, and they may not want to discuss it on the radio. But if you do want to contact Patrick directly, contact him on Facebook. I do have another question, too, about are you a religious man? I mean, as far as are you Catholic, Baptist, Protestant, or – I mean, do you – because I see a lot of religious people frown upon this kind of thing, and I'm just wondering what your background is on that.
Yeah, I'm a Catholic, born and raised, I guess you could say. I mean, I grew up Catholic. I still practice. My whole family's Catholic. I'm Irish. I'm an Irish Catholic. you do get a lot of people that are like, you know, you're dealing with the devil, what you're doing is evil. You know, probably when I was a kid, I that kind of bothered me. I kind of stopped doing it for a while. But at the same time, you know, everybody's open to their own interpretations, and everybody can say what they want. But I do this to help people. I do this because I can't turn it off all the time. And like we said in the beginning, even when I'm cooking in a restaurant, and I'm the executive chef, or I'm just a chef, or I'm just a cook, you know, these things still happen. So even if I'm a Catholic and people think I'm going to go to hell for it, you know, that's not how I see things. So it doesn't really... Yeah, it's the gift that I've been given, and I try to use it to my best ability.
It is cool. And, you know, I've run into people. I grew up in a Baptist household, and a lot of the Protestants do not believe in that. And I agree with you. They think it's some kind of occult or whatever. But I believe there are spirits around us. We're all energy anyway, so. I guess no one else is going to call in. And what I was going to say is if you would like to contact Patrick, you can click on the website, and it takes you right to his page, and you can talk to Patrick directly. If you've lost your purse or your phone or a ring, and you would like one of Patrick's readings so that he can send one of the spirits on a scavenger hunt to find your stuff, you can contact Patrick. And I just find it very interesting. And you and I, we probably need to talk further about your potential of your podcast or your YouTube and all that. And if we can be any help on that, let me know. And
sure.
You're always welcome to come on the show.
Yeah, I, you know, going on your show is always great. I get great feedback, and I always enjoy the experience. You guys are great.
Well, we appreciate it. And actually, everybody who's listening, we're not going to be doing food news tonight because, as I said earlier, John could not make it on the show. He had other plans. And I do have food news because every week, my gosh, there's 25, 30 news stories and food news. I'll be posting on our blog the most recent food news, and we'll be back, I think, next Friday. It's the Friday after Thanksgiving, and as far as I know, we're having our show next Friday. And if you want to check in with us, it'll be Food News Friday after Thanksgiving. And everyone, we appreciate you listening. Patrick, thank you for joining us tonight, and keep me posted on all the projects, and we'll have you back on again and see if we can have some more folks call in and find out about all their spooky grandfathers and grandmothers and aunts.
Yep. Well, I do appreciate it. Thank you very much.
All right. Take care, everybody. We appreciate you joining us. Come back next Friday at 9 p.m. and check our, like I said, check our website and our blog, and also check out Patrick's website. We will see you next week, same time, and I guess have a happy Thanksgiving.
Is there space in your life for me? Or am I just wasting? There's always something on your mind, but only sometimes it's about me. We talk and talk the whole night through till there's nothing left for me to do but hang up the phone and feel empty. not just wasting time. We talk and talk the whole night through till there's nothing left for me to